basic message of the scriptures is that we have are called to be stewards of creation. We're called to have a proper attitude towards things that we own and things that we have, the many gifts of God. Whether it might be stuff we own or stuff that we have accumulated over the years or other people's stuff or below the common good, whatever it is, we're called to treat it properly. And we're called to use it, but not to let it use us. We own it, it does not own us. And we're called to not worship it. Worship the God of the universe, not worship the universe of God. God is the one we worship, and all things are subordinate to that. And that includes all the things that we have. And as human beings, we've been gifted of many things. God gives the gift of money, of jobs, of health, of life, of many things. And we're called to give thanks to that. Give thanks that, especially in this life, we have access to many great things. But we're also called to be proper stewards of that, to be proper managers, not like the dishonest manager, because he is one that worships material things. So our Lord says that if you're going to act like that, I might as well stay like that, because you cannot serve both God and mammon, God and wealth. Because you can only serve, you can only worship one thing. You either worship God or something else. But if we are to worship God, we are called to be proper stewards of God's gifts to us, which means that we take good care of it. Whether it's material things of our money, we're called to be stewards, use it properly. Of things of the earth, we're called to not squander things, to be honest, to give people their proper wage. But we're also called to be good stewards when it comes to spiritual things, or with our faith, with our prayer life. We're called to cultivate the fields of our soul, cultivate our heart, cultivate our spiritual goodness. And we'll be called at the end of time to account for our faith. Have we cultivated our faith well? Have we passed on the faith? Have we been good examples to others? How well have we been stewards of our own faith? And that may be something we can take with our as an examination of conscience. How well have we been good stewards of our faith? Have we been good witnesses, or has it been something we do only on Sundays and not the rest of the week? So it's something that we are called to examine ourselves, called to see, are we living up to our Lord's demands of us? Are we living up to it, or do we need to work on that to become better stewards? And so today we're are called to look at how well we are cultivating our own faith and see, are we being good stewards, or are we being like the dishonest manager?